I can see you looking at me across the cafe out the corner of my eye. I know you come in every Friday, just before closing, when it's quiet and barely anyone else is here. When it's usually just us two. You claim that it's because you like the coffee and the quiet of the hour, perfect for unwinding after a long week. That no other cafe has croissants like ours. That the music we play is soothing. I know it's bullshit. Our croissants turn to ash in our mouth, and our coffee is bitter. The music is whatever radio station I feel like at the time, and it is anything but soothing. And yet, you still arrive, every week like clockwork. Your smile is shy, and your tips are generous. You always sit on the same side of the cafe, angled facing me and staring intently at your paper. When you're not staring at me, of course. But I never let on that I see you. I don't want to embarrass you. In a strange way, our ritual has become comforting. You're impossibly attractive. You take care of yourself and it shows. You dress well and you often smell musky and masculine and delicious. I usually stay 15 minutes late on a Friday. Closing up shop at 10:15. Enough time for you to drink your bitter coffee and choke down your pastry. I wonder if you notice this generosity on my part. Is that why you leave such an extravagant tip? I glance at the clock today with a lazy flick of my eyes upwards. Only 10 o'clock. 15 minutes until I lock the doors. Normally, on a day like this, I'd busy myself with idle chores, filling the silence between us with sweeping or cleaning the espresso machine. But I finished early. It was a slow day today. Normally, we don't exchange words during our interludes. You read, I busy myself, like an old, comfortable married couple. At 10:15, you'd stand up, brush the crumbs from your pants, and nod gently at me before exiting into the night. Normally, I smile widely, thanking you and telling you to come back soon while my mind is already on my drive home, listing errands I've got to do that weekend. Normally, our interactions are brief, cordial, and superficial. Today is different, though. Today I want to play with you a bit. 10:02. I don't know if it's because I'm bored or because you look especially good today, but I am, and you do. Your lips are pursed as you read an article, and I can't help but observe that when you run your fingers through your hair, I imagine those hands on my body. And I can't help but let out a small sigh. This catches your attention, and I immediately feel my heart pounding in my chest at my slip-up. I turn my gaze back to the register, pretending that I was sighing at the balance. I can feel your eyes burning into me like coals a moment longer before you go back to your paper, clearing your throat awkwardly. I take a moment to look intently at the register before I grab a nearby broom. I start sweeping distractedly, glancing over my shoulder to see you peering at me out the corner of your eye. I suppress a smile and hum absently along to the music playing softly in the background. I sweep a few feet from you, pretending not to notice that your gaze has become more bold. Instead, I grab the dustpan, and instead of bending at the knees, I bend at the waist in front of you. Yes. Slowly. I hope you notice my nice, round ass firmly displayed for you. I wonder if you see it and imagine shoving your cock in there from behind. I hope you do. 10:05. I shift in what I hope is a very casual manner, sweeping the minimal dust into the pan and standing slowly, centrally tossing my hair over my shoulder. I dispose of the dust in the bin and I walk slowly over to the register. On my way, I sneak a look at you. Your face is reddening and your eyes are stuck on the table before you. You haven't even taken a sip of your coffee since I started sweeping. Excellent. Emboldened by your reaction, I decide to up the ante. I go over to one of the tables where the light has burnt out above it. I pull myself into a nearby chair and raise my hand above, slowly unscrewing the light from its socket and replacing it with a new bulb. Flashes of my stomach peek out from under my jumper as I do this. If you're looking at this moment, and I know you are, you can even see my belly button, a delicate swirl. I twist, showing off my body in the most flattering of angles, before coming down off the chair. I flash you a sheepish smile, as if apologizing for doing these tasks while you were dining. I can see the bulge in your pants from where I stand, and I feel a jolt go through me at the sight. I've never elicited a reaction like that in a man like you before, a stranger. The sight is both exciting and frightening. I don't know you at all, but the overwhelming masculinity of your actions momentarily leaves me breathless. I want more. I sashay over to your table, noting that you seem to be finishing up. 10:09. You try to anger yourself so I can't see that you're hard. I pretend not to notice. Though I wonder if the faint pink on my cheeks has given me away. I ask you if you're finished with your plate that holds only crumbs. You nod gently. I smile, leaning over dramatically. My cleavage inches from you. I grab the plate and slowly stand, ensuring that you see my breasts bounce in that one fluid motion. I see you grip the edge of the table, your jaw clenched and your eyes glued to your newspaper. When I see the obvious distress in your body language, I feel a wetness spreading between my thighs, pooling in my panties. I want you, Tara. I'm about to turn and take the dishes to the counter when it happens. I can feel it. You tracing my hip tentatively with your forefinger. When I glance down, you're staring at your hand as if you can't quite believe what it's doing, as if it has a mind of its own. Slowly your gaze travels up the length of my body, staying on my hips, my breasts, my mouth a little longer than the rest. Your other hand, braver than before, now comes to my hip and with a delicate tug, you pull me by my hips towards you, never breaking our shared gaze. I know my lips are parted, my cheeks flushed, and my chest is heaving with quiet, panting gasps as I look down at you. Still seated, your facade calm. I absently put the plate back onto the table, my eyes unable to break from your face. You don't say anything, and neither do I. Instead, you simply begin to unbutton my jeans. I hear the sound of my zipper being pulled down, slowly. And I find I am quite unable to move. Hypnotized by your eyes, your touch, your inherent calm, like a port in the storm. My pants now loosened and pulled down my hips, I feel as your hand slips slowly up my thighs, making small circles. As I swallow thickly, I can feel my nipples starting to tighten almost painfully. They ache for your tongue. Your face remains passive as you slowly slip your palm underneath the fabric of my light blue panties. I shiver at your touch, gentle and searching. Your head tilts slowly to the side as you peer up at me. Like an explorer in uncharted territory, you want to discover all you can. Your fingers slowly slide up and down to my slit. Your forefinger tracing it as I try to suppress a moan. I'm worried that any noise I make will break the magic of this moment. Remind us that we're in a public cafe. That anyone could walk in and see us. That we're virtually strangers. Your second and middle finger part my lips below. And as your thumb grazes my clit, I arch involuntarily. A red hot lightning has soared through my body at this sensation. I can feel I'm already so wet. Your fingers are already coated with me. I can see your heart throbbing through your pants, and I want to touch you desperately. But your eyes tell me that this is what you want right now. Me, groaning and panting as you curl your forefinger inside me. You begin to move quicker, your fingertips resting on either side of my clit and massaging gently at first, and then more firm. That sends a shiver up my spine and I gasp aloud. You smile at this, your eyes hooded with lust as you continue below. Your fingers move slowly at first, matching the rhythm of my hips' gentle bucking, but then the tempo and pressure increases as I feel a fire starting in my lower belly. You grip my ass, ensuring that there's nowhere for me to escape, but I don't want to escape. I don't want you to stop. Pleasure is washing over me, and I want you to keep going. I need you to. I want your fingers to continue dancing between my thighs because you do it so well. You do it so perfectly. You know my body already in a way no man has before. I can't stop. And then I hear it. The smallest of moans in the back of your throat as your fingers fuck me. That small, innocuous sound sends ripples of delight through my core. And then it hits me. A wave of dizzying ecstasy at the sound as I... I come right there in the middle of the cafe. Oh, my lips bucking at the second wave of pleasure hits me. And it nearly sends me to my knees. I grip the edge of the table to stop from falling. We stare at one another a moment, panting gently, our faces both flushed. I don't know how much time has passed, but it's you who breaks the spell first. You slowly bring your fingers to your mouth, and I find myself letting out a quiet moan as you lick them, your fingertips damp and shining, smirking at me. And then pulling on your jacket. You stand, watching me as you go to the door. Finally, you slip through the doors and out into the night. I try to ignore the gnawing need that you've aroused in my belly. I watch until your figure becomes a mere trick of the light, and then I slowly look at the clock. 10:15, right on time.